Okay, if y'all have been with us before, you know that we always like to have one of our leaders come share their story of grace with us. And so tonight is no different. And Jason Sharon is going to come share with us.
Figure out how to work the podium. That's my first test. All right. Hi, I'm Jason. And up until about 3 years ago, my life has mostly been a lie. I was a fake, an imposter, a thief, seeking to fit in places I did not belong, acting in ways that got me what I wanted, and taking things that God never intended for me to have, all to find myself empty, lonely, and longing for purpose. Sometime in my early years, while watching Billy Graham preach on the TV, my dad encouraged me and I accepted the free gift of eternal life that Christ was offering. Soon after, any pursuit of religion or faith would no longer be a priority in our home. We had Jesus, and that was all we needed. I was groomed to be a high achiever, and I loved the attention I would receive from successes in school, achievements in sports, and overall just being a carefree, likable kid. My first panic attack happened in fifth grade, at school before leaving for a class field trip. This persistent fear would continue to afflict me. After many doctor's visits, they found nothing, so it must just be in my head. We started therapy. I was diagnosed with social anxiety and obsessive compulsive disorders. I remember that summer being very lonely. I spent most of my time at home. I quit sports and I isolated myself away from my friends and any future opportunities to really experience and enjoy my childhood. As middle school quickly approached, I was overcome with fear. I created scenarios constantly in my head, often believing the worst case was possible with every new day. I missed many weeks of middle school, which led to arguments between my parents as they disagreed on the care I needed. My mom had mercy and compassion. My dad showed tough love and demanded that I pull it together. I often laid in bed at night praying to die, hoping I could take the pain away that I was causing other people with my... Early in high school, I found new opportunities to medicate my anxious thoughts with alcohol and eventually drugs. By 16, I'd been arrested several times for underage drinking and was placed on juvenile probation. As a kid that once loved doing right, I had not only turned from God, but I ran and hid in my sin. My rebellious behavior would continue for another 20 years. I racked up more alcohol-related arrests, a relationship with pornography, hundreds of hours wasted in online chat rooms from my fear of rejection, struggles with entitlement, pride, control, lust, anger, lack of trust, inappropriate relationships, and the list goes on. I tried to find my identity in so many people, places, and things that I eventually had no clue who I was. I was seeking peace and hope, but had no idea that I desired either. I was lost. I was broken. I was exhausted. So I attempted to fill my void in a cohabitating relationship with the then girl of my dreams and a new career in the film industry. I was so far separated from knowing God's love that I'd never be the man she needed me to be. So I led her down the same dark path I had every other relationship, toward affirming and pleasing me, changing her, and hoping she'd become everything I desired. It was all about me. Yet in the middle of my rebellion, God chose to bless us with a son. God had given me the most remarkable opportunity to be a dad, and I had longed for this. And what did I do? I isolated further into my fears. Eventually, I withdrew from my son and his mom. I escaped my responsibilities by justifying the need to travel for work, and I was prideful to earn the salary and let her be a stay-at-home mom. I chose work, travel, alcohol, recreational drug use, porn, gambling, withdrawal, and a variety of other struggles over experiencing the true joy of fatherhood. I was ruining everything in our home, and I was too prideful and scared to ask for help. I had no understanding of biblical conflict resolution and no concept of how to share what I was struggling with to anyone. I felt that if I were found out, I'd lose everything. Turns out, the more I hid, the more I lost. God was there when my family fell apart from my selfishness and rebellion. The relationship with my son's mother ended on Christmas Day of 2016. In God's kindness, he led me to Watermark on January 5th, 2017, with a broken heart and a shattered spirit. I met with the pastor on call that day, and he faithfully showed me God's love and compassion and encouraged me to start church on Sunday and Regen on Monday. I didn't know that Regen was a biblically based recovery ministry. I just said yes. I was truly lost, desperate, broken, and what I thought was beyond repair. But for the first time, I was humble, I listened, I learned, and in God's mercy for me, I submitted to his plan versus mine. God softened my heart and prepared me to make a home for Jesus in my life. You see, I had a wrong understanding of the gospel. My life was haunted by the shame and guilt of my past failures. I believed I had work to do if I were ever going to get right with God. I felt so far gone that there was no hope in turning back. But when I understood that Christ did all the work for me on the cross, my life changed in an instant. Jesus died to pay my debt for me. God longed for me to turn around and acknowledge my need for him. When I learned that with my professed faith and trust in Jesus Christ, that I was not only saved, but forgiven, an unbearable weight was lifted from my shoulders. In asking and accepting Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior, you are cleansed from the sins of your past, present, and future. All unrighteousness, I was set free. Jesus set me free, and I began to see and understand his unconditional love for me. God has done a mighty work in my life since that Christmas day of 2016. By his strength, I've remained pure and sober from a 20-year battle with pornography and inappropriate relationships. By his strength, I have not done drugs or had a drink of alcohol in over 3 years. And when I understood my identity was in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, God removed the anxiety I'd lived with for over 25 years. What a gift. Thank you, Jesus. And check this out. Now I get to be a pastor on call. Yeah. Last week marked my 1 year anniversary on staff here at Watermark, and I'm still making films, but now Jesus is the center and the hero of every single miraculous story I get to tell. Praise the Lord. I have an amazing relationship with my now 6-year-old son, and I believe I'm finally being the daddy that God has called me to be. And as much as I thought I wanted restoration with my son's mother, the Lord showed me that was not an option. She got married to a wonderful guy last October, and by God's grace, I get to be a champion for Christ in their lives. None of this is by my hand or by my will. This is all God's doing. His grace removed the desires of my flesh and the fears I lived with. If I do not continue daily to seek the Lord, my flesh wages war against me. I have found that it is the power of prayer, the word of God, fellowship with others, and confessing all sin that allows me to follow and share the Jesus that I know and love today. My hope, my desire, my delight is Christ. May Jesus be my treasure forever. I stand before you unashamed to tell you all, God loves you as much as he loves me, and it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. I thank my heavenly Father for setting this heartbroken man free from all the bondage I'd placed myself in, thinking I knew better. There was a void, an unfillable chasm, and God's love in the name of Jesus filled every single empty and broken space within me, and he will do the same for you. Please know, if the Son that died for you is priceless, and he traded his life for yours, then in Christ, you are priceless too. To God be all the glory.